Would you tear them all down?
Dawn turned at the sound of the voice. For a moment, it had sounded like the soft growl of his father. But it was just a man, a cloaked and cowled man, scarcely half Dawn's height. His robes were those of a simple palace administrator.
What did you say?
Asked Dawn. The man walked out into the circle of the investry to face Dawn. He greeted him with the old salute of unity, rather than the sign of the Aquila.
You were staring at the statues of your kin, he observed. I asked, would you tear them all down?
The statues or my kin, Sigilite, Dawn replied.
Both? Either.
The statues, perhaps. I believe Horus is doing a fine job with the men themselves.
Melkador smiled and looked up at Dawn. Like Dawn's, his hair was white. Unlike Dawn's, it was long like a mane. Melkador was an exceptional being. He had been with the Emperor from the inception of the Unification Wars, serving as aide, confidant, and advisor. He'd risen to become the master of the Council of Terror. The Emperor and the Primarchs were genetically advantaged post-humans, but Melkador was just a man, and that was what made him exceptional. He stood on par with the post-human masters of the Imperium, and he was just a man.
Will you walk with me, Rogel Dawn?
Are there not matters of state that require your attention even at this hour, sir? The Council will bemoan your absence from the debating table.
The Council can manage for a while without me, Melkador replied. I like to take the air at this time of night. The Imperium never rests, but at night, up here in the thin air of the old Himalaya, I find there is at least an illusion of rest, a time to think and free the mind. I walk, I close my eyes. The stars do not go out because I am not looking at them.
Not yet, said Dawn. Melkador laughed.
No, not yet.
They said little at first. They left the investory and walked along the beige stones of the precinct's highest terraces between the weeping fountains. They walked as far as Lion's Gate, onto the platforms that overlooked the docking rings and landing fields of the Brahmaputra Plateau. The gate had once been a thing of magnificence. Two gilded beasts rising up to lock claws in a feral dispute. Dawn's order of works had replaced them with giant grey donjons stippled with casements and macro gun ports. A curtain wall of bleak rockcrete encircled the gate, its edge fletched with void field veins like the spines of some prehistoric reptile. They stood and considered it for a long time.
I am not a subtle man, Melkador said at length.
Dawn raised his eyebrows.
Oh, all right. Perhaps I am. Guile comes easily to a politician. I know I am considered cunning.
An old word with no more meaning than wise, Dawn replied.
Indeed, I will accept that as a compliment. All I meant to say was, I will not attempt to be subtle now.
No?
The Emperor has expressed his concerns.
Meaning? Dawn asked.
Melkador answered with a slight sigh.
He understands you are filled with misgivings.
Only natural, I would think, given the circumstances, said Dawn.
The Sigilite nodded.
He trusts you to undertake the defense. He counts on you. Terror must not fall, no matter what Horus brings. This palace must not fall. If it is to end here, then it must end in our triumph. But he knows, and I know, and you know, that any defense is only as strong as its weakest part. Faith, belief, trust.
What are you telling me?
If there is doubt in your heart, then that is our weakness.
Dawn looked away. My heart is sad because of what I've been made to do to this place. That's all it is.
Is it? I don't think so. What are you really afraid of?